USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't mind waiting until after the 2020 election for Republicans to come up with a replacement for Obamacare. He says the GOP is developing what he calls a really great health care plan, but he adds a congressional vote won't be taken until the GOP holds the Senate and wins back the House, he hopes. Some Senate Democrats want to abolish the Electoral College and are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment this week that would do so. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but Donald Trump secured the presidency by winning the Electoral College tally. A final vote's expected today to send a state Senate bill to the Texas House that would bar all Texas cities and counties from doing any business with Planned Parenthood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It may be too far offshore to cause major problems, but a so-called bomb cyclone may develop off the East Coast today. Rain is expected between the Carolinas to Virginia, maybe to the Mid-Atlantic, and then by tonight, New England, with very heavy winds. A new book on President Trump's golf game and how he allegedly cheats at it is out. It's called Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump, by former Sports Illustrated columnist Rick Riley, who says he got sick of Trump telling stories that weren't true.
I was sitting here reading clips, tweets. He's saying he'd won 18 club championships. And I'm like, you liar, because you told me how you did it when I played with you years ago. He said when he buys a new course, he plays the first round by himself and calls that the club championship.
The NATO alliance turns 70 this week. President Trump's meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House today to mark it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says without a question about legal citizenship added to the 2020 census, the count will be a big waste of time and money. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Trump went on Twitter to state, "Can you believe that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census report without the important citizenship question? Over 250,000 people have applied for temporary positions as census takers." Tim Olson of the Census Bureau tells us about the pay.
Pay rates range from $13.50 to $30 per hour, depending on where you live. Field employees are reimbursed for official mileage and receive all the equipment and training needed for their job.
I'm John Clemens.
A lawsuit filed by relatives of victims killed in the San Bernardino, California terrorist attack has been dismissed. Relatives of three of the shooting victims claimed the government was negligent for not investigating Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik to deny them entry into the country. A federal judge in Santa Ana dismissing their lawsuit, saying the government is protected in this case because of sovereign immunity. The 2015 shooting left 14 people dead and 22 people injured. And a rare first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone has sold for over $90,000. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.